Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ball Not Court podcast host Cortez Paul, along with my co-host Kevin Carter. I want to thank you folks for tuning in today and listening to the show. Basically, we cover basketball, football, NCAA, or anything that's related to current events with a humorous twist to it, at least. You can follow the podcast at BIOC Podcast at X or Twitter. We're also on Instagram at the same name, BIOC Podcast. And you go to our YouTube channel. That's also BIOC Podcast. Our Facebook page is Balls Not Court Podcast. So if you could please just give us a like, shout, comment on any of those, and definitely subscribe to our YouTube channel. And we thank you for listening and enjoy the show. Balls Not Court Podcast. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Ball Not Court podcast. Cortez Paul is here. We've got Kevin Carter and Paul Mack with me today, the usual cohorts and co-hosts that's going to join me. Gentlemen, Kevin, how you doing today, sir?
I feel like I've been hit by a truck.
Long day at work, I see.
Yeah, truck day at work.
Oh, truck day, inventory. That's not fun.
Yeah, and then some idiot lady brings in her golf club to get re-gripped, and the freaking things were like old as dirt. Oh, it was terrible.
Hey, anything that was cool that came in today that you like or that you scoping out?
We got in the new Air Pegasus NFL edition shoes. In today, but there ain't no way I'm paying $139 goddamn dollars for no Air Pegasus.
I hear that, my man. I don't want to spend that much on shoes either, so I am with you there. Mr. Mack, how are you today, sir?
Another day, baby. 2 days closer to football season. That's all I care about. It's all on the calendar. Just get through the next couple days, and then the world is back in alignment and football's back officially. I don't watch too much college football, so I just kind of caught some of the headlines that happened this past weekend, but the big boys come out to play starting on Thursday, so let's just get to Thursday.
Paul, tell the people what you was watching. We got a test in the group. What would you watch before you came on the show?
I was finishing up the new episode of Ahsoka on Disney Plus.
Don't want to hear nothing about it?
Alright, won't spoil anything.
So, leave it at that. Just leave it there.
I finished episode 3, so I won't say anything as well. So we'll leave it at that. you got it, Kev. Won't say a word. So, guys, NFL, Thursday, one more day away. How excited are we? What's our excitement level right now?
Go ahead, Kev. You go first, bud. You go first.
I am at considering I feel like absolute poop right now. I'm at like a 7.5, but ask me tomorrow and then I'll get up to about an 8.5, 9, and then when game time starts, then I'll be ready to go.
Gotcha. Mr. Mack, what's your excitement level at, sir?
Oh, I'm at a I'm to the moon right now, man. I've just been waiting. Like I said, I don't really watch preseason. I don't get caught up in too much of the all that kind of stuff. I stopped watching Hard Knocks after Kevin's advice, so I haven't watched the last couple of that. So I don't know what Aaron Rodgers is doing. But listen, I'm ready to roll. I might even leave work early on Thursday. Who knows?
Am I still prepared? Pit Vipers.
These are my football glasses, Kevin.
Are those football Pit season. Vipers?
Yeah, they are Pit Vipers.
What? Okay, wearing them old 80s sunglasses. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right. Hey, he rocking it, man. Looking stylish, man.
Football's here. I got a little mullet situation going on back here. I'm ready to go, man.
But you're not wearing it. Look at Cortez over there, decked out in Broncos gear, ready to talk. You've got your Pit Vipers on, and then I'm a little dot with a.
I also have on a a sleeveless hoodie. I'm rocking the. I got the Pat McAfee going on right now.
Oh, you are definitely in there.
You are our Pat McAfee. You got a mullet. You're wearing Pit Vipers, and you're wearing a sleeveless hoodie. That's enough.
That's me.
I am honored to have Pat McAfee in a bootleg version on the podcast. So
we got very blessed. We got Wish Pat McAfee.
all love.
No one has that. No one has that ESPN money around here. So
no,
that's right. Hey, so I'm super excited too. So I'm with there. Not gonna go in there. But hey, let's do an icebreaker before we dive deep into the NFL season preview. I know you guys got fantasy football teams. Who was your first fantasy football pick, Kev? Who's your first fantasy football pick? I know you got a few leads. I was in a league that we drafted a couple days ago, but who was your first fantasy draft pick?
When the one we just did, it was Travis Kelce. Now I feel like an ass.
I saw. Yeah, he's got an injury, right?
Now I'm pissed.
Is Kevin the new Madden curse?
No, because I've had him for what, Cortez? I've had him almost every year for the past 5 years, and he's played off. Yeah, I always draft him. But in my other ones, it was Travis Etienne.
Okay, nice, Paul. You got a fantasy football?
No, I actually didn't get into fantasy football this year.
No,
I got busy and I just never couldn't find a league, and it just makes me kind of enjoy it a little bit more. I don't got to worry about the stresses of trying to whip a team together and have people get, like Travis Kelce, get hurt, and then my whole season's in a blender before it even starts.
Look here. While we're started on it, we need to take the majority of the people that are in our fantasy group and throw them into a wood chipper. Because they suck. They suck at fantasy drafting. Like, terrible. Terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, they gonna be.
I'm sure most just have the bot do it for them. They just let the timer tick down.
No. They're in there and they're doing it. Like, we had one guy 1 year draft Tony Gonzalez, and he'd been retired already.
We also had one guy draft Drew Brees that was retired 1 year too. So it's a cream of the crop with that league. So
why are they even available? Are you playing like announcer fantasy football? Like, what are you?
I have no idea why Drew Brees was available, but this guy always drafts Drew Brees, and he does the basketball podcast that me and Kevin temporarily goes on from time to time, and he always drafts Drew Brees, and I guess he had a mind fart that this dude just retired. So he's still
drafting Drew Brees.
Anywho, I drafted Stephon Diggs. I tell you what, this, I only got one league, and I feel bad because usually I arrange a draft order based on how the results ended last year. And as soon as I logged into the draft room, the thing I said, I was like, oh, damn it, I forgot to arrange a draft order. And guess who was 10th? This guy. So,
hey,
Stephon
Diggs. That means you're also 11.
Yeah, but Stephon Diggs.
There was only two people with A-plus grades in their draft.
It was me and you.
Me and Cortez. That was it. Because them people done screwed up around and let me get, who all did I get? I got Mahomes, ETN, Travis Kelce. I got a bunch of good receivers. I'm like, the way y'all draft, thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah, there were some people that slipped that shouldn't have slipped. So, but nah, Stephon Diggs, I know he's beefing with, or supposedly beefing with Josh Allen, but I was able to get him and Josh Allen. So, I hope that works out for me.
Josh Allen said they're fine. He said that Stephon Diggs got named captain. They're fine. They'll be okay.
Cool, man. Well, hey, good stuff, guys. Let's hop right into it. We're going to get into the NFL preview for the season. As you guys know, Thursday's kickoff, another NFL season. So, as you see among the panel, we're very excited, anticipating the football. I already got nachos and plan to make, so I'm super excited. I got a friend in town. If he doesn't want to watch football, a la vista. I'm coming back to my apartment. I'm putting on the surround sound. Football's on. So, but hey, let's get into it. AFC. We're going to go ahead and I want to get y'all opinions on the division. Let's rank the divisions from top to bottom. I know I send this out. So, Mr. Matt, you got the honor of going first. The AFC division, which is the best division to the worst division?
I mean, the best division, AFC West, and that's not even a right. I mean, you got what? Kansas City, San Diego, Las Vegas. I mean, that just those three alone, and then probably I would say maybe the Central, or the whatever they are. What is it? The Central, right?
No.
Or the.
North.
North. You got Cincinnati. Yeah, Cincinnati, Baltimore, Pittsburgh,
Cleveland.
Baltimore, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. Yeah. Then I'd say the AFC East. So you got Buffalo, Miami,
the Jets,
and the Dolphins. Yeah. The Dolphins and the Patriots. That's the right. Patriots, good old Patriots. And then
my God, what? Then the reason I'm here.
Yeah, man. Then you have the AFC, the AFC Jaguars down there in the South.
Yeah, exactly. Jaguars and everybody else. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
So that's how I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go the West, the North, the East, and the South.
Kev, your thoughts on the divisions?
North, East, West, South.
We're all different. I went East, West, North, and South. I feel like the East is going to be tough, really tough. The West, you got Pat Mahomes out of division, and they're going to be the cream of the crop. And I remember me and Kevin had a discussion last year. We thought the West was going to be the best division last year. They was not. Only Pat Mahomes was really the guy, you know what I'm saying? So, and me, why I sat.
And here's the thing. Yeah. North's always hard. Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cleveland. Mm-hmm. They're always hard in that division. That's always going to be tough. The West, it's Kansas City and the Chargers, who always do Charger things. So yeah, so it's Kansas City. South, just us, and then East, you got three teams that probably can make the playoffs in the Jets, the Buffalo Bills, and the Dolphins. So, yeah, so it's just those two divisions, the North and the East, are going to be the ones that have the battles out for who's going to win those divisions. The other ones, they're pretty much not up for grabs. They're just there.
Kev, your thoughts on Tennessee possibly being a threat or no?
Fuck Tennessee. How dare you ask me about those guys? Fuck them.
I mean, they're solid, man. Solid.
Fuck them.
I mean, I knew I was going to get that response, but
there's a saying around Jacksonville when you mention them. And I just said it.
Okay.
Exactly.
You got to the point, so no worries.
It's F the Titans. We don't care. Yeah. Then you got the two other teams with their rookie quarterbacks. Cool. We have all the weapons in the division. We're good.
All right, copy that. All right, let's move on to the next question while we're still covering the AFC division. Kev, I'm going to go with you first. Which quarterback got the most approved? And let's start with the AFC South division. Which quarterback in that division got the most to prove?
Is that really a question? There's one quarterback who's got the most to prove, and that's Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence has the most to prove because everybody's saying, well, last year he's a product of the Doug Peterson system and blah, 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 and everything like that. Now he's going to go out with all those weapons and prove the reason why they called him a generational quarterback.
Okay. Paul, you agree with that?
I just think all the expectations are on. Jacksonville's supposed to be turning a page. So, I mean, I think you have to look at Trevor Lawrence in that division. I mean, it's not Ryan Tannehill. So, I mean,
gotcha.
You know, Trevor Lawrence is going to be the guy. I don't even know who the starting quarterback is for the Texans now. Is it? It's not the rookie yet, right? He's not going to probably start for them.
Yeah, CJ Stroud is going to start.
Yeah, I mean, nah. It's all Trevor Lawrence. I think Jacksonville. So, I think they're primed to to show some things. So it's going to be all up on Trevor Lawrence to step up and, like Kevin said, show why he was the football Jesus or whatever it was that they brought to town. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens.
I mean, I'm already penciling Jacksonville to not – they're going to see expectations. So, I'm listen, to me, I think the quarterback that's got the most to prove is Anthony Richardson for the Colts. He's starting day one. Hey, exactly. Uber athlete. Me and Kevin got know this guy very well from his Florida Gator days. Dude can throw the ball as far as get out.
Just can't throw it to nobody.
Yeah, so I worry about his accuracy. and it sucks that because I want to see Jumvin Taylor obviously get paid and be a part of that core, be a part of that team.
I'm fine with him not being there. That's fine.
Kevin, I know you're not fine, but...
Perfectly fine with him. Nah.
But the intrigue with those two there would have been interesting to see that dynamic between that. They probably would have had... Probably one of the better running games in the league with those two. But as far as moving the ball down the field, me and Kevin has admit that Anthony Richardson is a work in process. Fantastic human being. Listen, he's a Gator, so I'm rooting for him to do well. But there's a lot of question marks around this game. And I'm just intrigued to see what it is. Trevor Lawrence, y'all both are exactly right that, Jacksonville put this expectation on themselves with being going to the events of the second round. So that is fair to say that he's got the most to prove. But I feel like with the pieces that he's getting back, with Kevin really is one of those main pieces, the expectations are high. And you know what? And I'm pretty sure Kevin can agree with this. He expects them to be great. He expects them to do great things. And that's why I'm not shooting Trevor Lawrence, because we just expecting greatness out of him right now, just what we saw from last year.
And see, that's the reason why I think it's Trevor, is because everybody's expecting him to do it. This guy has been expected to do all this stuff since high school.
Mm-hmm.
So the pressure has always been there for him because the expectations have always been so high for this guy. So with him coming in, especially after that Urban Meyer shit show that they freaking did in his first year here, right now he's going into really his second year in the league. That's how we consider it around here, just because he's got some type of competent coaching now. So this is the year that you expect him to make that jump. And this is the reason why I don't have the high expectations. I just think that it's coming. I'm not expecting it. I'm knowing that it's going to be there.
Gotcha.
Kevin, did you see the infamous Colin Cowherd quarterback wide receiver duo list top 10?
No. Colin Cowherd is a smart man.
Saw that? said Trevor Lawrence and Calvin Ridley, top wide receiver quarterback duo in the league.
And here's the thing. And here's the thing that Ridley was gone for year and a half, 2 years. But when you watch him, I went to a bunch of practices and camps and stuff like that, and I specifically kept my eye on number zero just to see. He's completely different than everybody else that was out there running routes. And you got Christian Kirk and Zay Jones, and those guys are quick. But when you watch Ridley do things, it was like somebody took one of those guys and put them in fast forward, and then he went. And it's if he stays healthy and does what he should do in that offense, especially with the way Doug Peterson does everything, it's going to be scary. It's definitely going to be scary.
Yeah, I mean, he had a year off last year, right? Because he was suspended.
Well, he had that year off, and then the year before he was out with the foot injury.
Yeah,
but then he had the mental health issues before he went back, and then he just was like, "Nah, I'm not gonna go." But it was in Atlanta, so who really would want to go back to play for that madness?
It's a real gamble, that guy.
Nice.
Yeah, right, we gambled on him by giving him a third round pick.
Mm-hmm.
Bing. Nice. All right, so for the North Division quarterback, that's got most to prove. And I go with Paul. Who you going with the most to prove in the AFC North?
Well, Joe Burrow is going to miss a few games at the beginning, right? So, mm-hmm. I mean, I would say Lamar Jackson, coming off, you know, he got paid a little bit, all that contract stuff. He wasn't going to be there. Is he going to be there? You know, they added some weapons to the offense, so it'd be interesting to see what he does to kind of solidify his position as a premier quarterback in the league. And obviously, he's a guy that everyone's going to be watching. Great coaching on that team. So I mean, until Cincinnati kind of gets to full strength, I would say it'd be Lamar Jackson. I just want to see what that offense could put together. If he could stay healthy, you know, get his mind right, everything else. I think Baltimore could really surprise some people in that division. Gotcha. Because it's going to be a slow start for a lot of those teams. So if Baltimore can get out hot, it'd be interesting to see what happens. So I'm gonna go with Lamar.
KC, what you got, my man?
The guy with the most to prove in that thing is Mr. I Like Touching My Massage Therapist.
Ooh.
Mr. Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
For the people that don't know.
That is exactly who it is. He's got so much to prove because he has to get over that stigma, and he has to come back and prove to people that he's just as good as he was in Houston. And that he needs to go and improve himself, and he needs to get over that stigma that now he needs to remember from playing football and not just from making all of them massage therapists touch.
Playing two-hand touch.
Exactly.
Kevin, I agree with you 100%. I was going to say Deshaun Watson as well. Got paid the most guaranteed money in NFL history. Reason why some of the quarterbacks' contracts got held up, a la Lamar Jackson. But, no, I think what we see, Deshaun Watson is talented. It's just a lot of the time and stuff that he's got to get down. And he's got a workhorse in the backfield that can help him along the way. You know, Nick Chubb is there to be the great equalizer, so it's nothing like having a great running back and that guy to be in your backfield, your disposal. But it is Deshaun Watson, in my opinion, too, because, you know, this guy was basically handed as much money and be the face of the franchise, and they let – Baker Mayfield go to greener pastures or whatnot. If you consider a greener pastures Tampa Bay, then that's what it is, I guess. But nonetheless, I do agree that it is Deshaun Watson. I'm interested to see where his development go week by week. If he does come out looking like Houston Deshaun Watson, then the AFC North just got that much interesting. So I'm willing to see where he goes with this and see where his progression be and. The AFC North is going to be a slugfest, as it usually is every year. So, let's go with the AFC West. This is got Denver, Oakland. I say Oakland, Las Vegas. I get that confused. Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and the Kansas City Chiefs. Kev, who you got the most? The quarterback's got the most to prove in that division.
Russell Wilson's got the most to prove.
Yeah. Let's ride.
poor old Let's Go Cook. He's got the most to prove. Now he's got a stable coach, or actually a coach now because he didn't before. Let's just see how he does, and he's got a lot to prove. But on the other hand, Justin Herbert does have a lot to prove because he finally made it to the playoffs and lost. Yeah. So he's got a lot to prove, too, when it becomes there. So it's a 1A, 1B thing for me.
Okay. Paul, your thoughts?
I would probably piggyback that. I would say Russell Wilson just to see if he could rebound. I mean, it's at this point, it looks like almost he was a product of Pete Carroll over in Seattle. Not a great year last year, kind of all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you do have Justin Herbert, who – you know, he brought the Chargers pretty good run. I know he had some injuries late in the year, and he tried to kind of play through them. But I would say Russell Wilson, just because the guy was an MVP caliber quarterback. He went to Denver with all the high hopes and brought a lot of faith in a Bronco country. So I would say Russell Wilson, but also at the same time, I guess you could probably sprinkle in there to see what Jimmy Garoppolo has. Because that's an interesting dynamic over there in Las Vegas, but you know, I'm not too worried about that. I think it's really going to be a matter of Russell Wilson rebounding, And like I said, stable coaching is going to do a big thing for him, I think. I think he's as good as his coach is or whoever's coaching him. Hackett didn't do a great job, as we all know. So
that's an understatement.
Yeah. He did pretty bad. So I would say Russell Wilson. I want to see Russell Wilson rebound, but at the same time, I mean, Justin Herbert won Rookie of the Year. You know, got his team, you know, to the playoffs last year. So he's already kind of ticking upwards. I just think that people thought the Broncos were going to be better than they were last year, so it put a lot of pressure on Russell. So I want to see Russell rebound and do a little more than just make the news for doing high knees on an airplane or whatever it was he was doing. So
definitely we'll see what happens. Yeah. You guys are absolutely right in Russell Wilson. This is a guy that would pay $250 million. This is a guy that restructured his contract to get to Denver. This is a guy that also went 5-12 in the year. Not going to say, you know, I'm not going to blame all of it on Nathaniel Hackett, but I'm going to blame some on Russell Wilson. This is a guy that came in and had his own pretty much squad or whatever team or whatnot, had his own parking spot, had his own office. My Walmart owners that pays me my paychecks as well, cater to this guy. And he came up short, very short, because a lot of these people last year, experts, including myself, you know, because I'm a Bronco fan, and I thought we was going to break that streak of not seeing the playoffs. So, but Russell Wilson does got a lot to prove. The offensive line is a little bit spotty, but we did make moves there. Sean Payton just released something today calling out, saying, you need to let go of this Russell Inc. stuff during the season. Like, this is football season. Drop that stuff. It's not about your brand now, man. Do your brand during the offseason. We need you to engage here, and I appreciate Sean Payton doing that. He's going to call it like it is, and I feel like Nathaniel Hackett was just trying to do the right thing and just fit in, where Sean Payton, like, nah, I'm the leader among these men. I'm supposed to get you guys on the field and produce results, and Russell Wilson's a part of that. I need you guys to produce results. So I'm definitely saying Russell Wilson. Justin Herbert, I know he had a rough game last year and loud comeback against the Jaguars. I'm just going to chalk that up to him being his first experience there in the playoffs. I mean, I know Trevor, that was his first one too, but and I'm not making excuse for the Chargers. I'm glad they lost. I told Kevin, I was like, any time the Chargers lose, I'll put a smile on my face.
I was glad they lost too.
Exactly. So, but no, Russell Wilson, in my opinion, he's got less expectations because there's been Jason Stidham. I know it's preseason, but he lit up the Rams, and he's there waiting. And he's like a Sean Payton type of quarterback, so.
Mm-hmm. And we all know Sean Payton will put a hit on you, so you better worry about that.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, AFC East. This is division with New York Jets, Buffalo, the Patriots, and the Miami Dolphins. Who's the quarterback in that division that got the most to prove? And I'll start with you, Kev.
Josh Allen.
Ooh. Elaborate.
It's time for Josh Allen to either nut up or shut up. It's Buffalo's time. They're getting older. They're running out of time up there in Buffalo. Their window is slowly closing. It's time for him to nut up or shut up.
Gotcha. Paul?
I thought for sure Kevin was going to say Aaron Rodgers.
Hell no, I'm not going to say Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and say Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers. I think all the ESPN stuff, all the, you know, the Pat McAfee show, the Aaron Rodgers Tuesdays, the Hard Knocks, New York Jets stuff. I think it's one of those things where all eyes are gonna be on Aaron Rodgers. I think people expect Buffalo to be there. I know that, which kind of takes a little bit of pressure off Josh Allen, to kind of just go out there and, you know, feel you know, feel loose and not have to worry about a lot. I know there's some things going on in Buffalo, but you know, they have great coaching. They'll be fine. You know, Tua can't roll out of bed safely, so I'm not worried about Tua. And
he learned to fall.
So Tua has life alert in his helmet, so he's ready to go. But Aaron Rodgers, it's the story of the summer. You know, they're going to be there in their green and their black, and they're ready to go. And it'll be interesting to see that, because will it be like a Brett Favre situation like we talked about last week? Is going to be just kind of this end of the road, you know, last ditch, final hurrah situation, or is he actually going to do something? And he looks like he still got some juice in him, and it'd be interesting to see what the Jets can get out of him. I mean, they have one of the best defenses in the league, so that's going to help a lot. And I just think that he's a guy that doesn't turn the ball over, and he's going to really work with a lot of those young guys. And you know, like if you don't want to contribute, he's not going to throw you the ball. So it's going to get a lot of people into the game early. I think he's going to push a lot of those young guys. They had the offensive rookie of the year last year. They picked up Dalvin Cook. It's going to be an interesting dynamic. But I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have the most eyes on him all year round, good or bad. Whatever happens, he's gonna be the one that gets the headline. So I'm gonna go with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, we know Aaron's got some juice in him. It's mixed with peyote and mushroom and whatever. That crap, and then he's probably drinking it in a really dark tunnel.
New York's full of those, so he'll be
sitting there looking like a homeless guy drinking this stuff, and everybody riding by and going, "Oh, there's Aaron Rodgers."
That or Nicolas Cage, one or the other. I can't tell the difference between those two guys anymore.
I'm telling you. My choice is going to be Tua. I think he dealt with the two concussions in his career.
Two?
Yeah.
He had 17.
Hey, I was a little bit off. But, no, so listen, the Dolphins started 8-3 last year and going into week 12. So they really had the team, at least the league, by surprise with their start to the season. And
oh, you could have said it, Cortez. They were headed in the right direction.
Thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome.
But no. So it's just they got a good receiving core. They got a good defense. And I think Miami, the big question mark is there. There's been a lot of talk that Tua still can't stay healthy. Are they gonna make a change of quarterback next year? I mean, that's been legitimate talk around the team. So it really depends how this guy, his health is, and can he avoid hits? So I know Paul and Kevin admit that he's learned how to fall, so that's a good thing. But we got to see, what his progression is year. But all you guys are absolutely right with your choices. Josh Allen's a good choice. Aaron Rodgers is a good choice. I mean, we have been seeing New York constantly on the news, so there's a lot of spotlight on Mr. Aaron Rodgers, and his O-line is suspect. It's been noted on this podcast that we talk about the O-line. So, but no, I think we all got viable choices there. So, all right,
Tua needs one of those inflatable things that they got. Like as soon as you get hit, it just blows up. he looks like one of them bubble people. And then he starts rolling away.
Yeah, but yeah. He needs it for when he hits the ground, not even when he gets hit by a person.
Well, see, when he gets hit, the thing automatically goes poof. And so when he flies backwards, he just bounces off the ground like one of them bouncy ball things.
Good stuff. All right, guys, I'm going to kind of free ball this question. I know I kind of put in the chat.
Please don't say free ball again.
All right, I'll make sure I behave myself.
Oh, my God, that made me laugh for some reason.
That's a different ball in the court right there, buddy.
Yeah, that's a different ball. Man. We don't want that
balls
in my court.
Balls in our court.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't want that in my court.
Gotcha. Hey, well, who's the best skilled player in division in AFC? Y'all can name a few. What's coming to few that come to mind? We ain't got to dive in all these divisions, but what's some of the few that come in mind as far as, like, some of the top AFC skills players, running back, receiver, tight end?
There's so many. There's so many. Tight end, you got to go Travis Kelce, and you just got guys like that. Wide receivers, we don't have time to name all the wide receivers that are just it in Cincinnati alone. They got five of them, and then you got ones over here, and then ones over there. There's so many good players. Running backs don't count no more because they don't pay them. So I don't even think they consider them skills players anymore.
They're just there.
Yeah, no, that's that.
They're basically making custodial money. So yeah. But yeah, there's so many good players at all those positions. Miami's got two. Jacksonville's got two or three. Cincinnati's got three. Buffalo's got two. It's just they're everywhere in the AFC. It's just like I said last week. It's like a twister full of samurai sword.
Yeah, that was your description of the AFC, which is fairly accurate, and Paul didn't want to fall behind that. So,
yeah, yeah. I just wouldn't want to be a defense in the AFC. It's tough. It's real tough. I mean, and then at the same token, you have all those guys on the offensive side, and then, you know, try to name some playmakers on defense in the AFC. There's a whole bunch there too. So it's just a stacked division to even try to think about it. I mean, you said you got two in Miami, three here, three there. It's just loaded out in the AFC, and it's hard to just name one, because I mean, obviously Travis Kelce gets knocked down a little bit. Sorry, Kev, but you know, he'll be back. He'll be okay. But it's an offensive league, and when you got guys that can stretch the field and you know, hit a home run ball at on any play, I mean, that's part of what got Tua so far into the early season, is he just had home run balls. He's had guys you could throw a 10-yard, 8-yard slant and they could take it to the house. So it's hard, but I mean, I'm not even going to name one, because there's a million.
Look, if gotcha. Travis wants to take his time and wait at least until week three to come back, it's perfectly fine with me.
There you go. All right, AFC, who's got the best defense? And this is who's some of the top defense y'all got in AFC?
The Jets have got a good defense.
Yeah, Jets defense.
Denver's got a good defense. Mm-hmm. Titans have a good defensive line. They just don't have none of the rest of the stuff. Buffalo's okay. Chiefs never really have a good defense. They have an opportunistic defense. Yeah, Pittsburgh, always.
Pittsburgh's got a good defense, yeah.
Baltimore, always, for some odd reason. You know, all those guys, all those teams right there got pretty decent defenses.
Okay, got you.
I mean, I would just pick one off the top of my head. I would just say the Jets. I think that defense is really good. It's run really good. The you have Sauce Gardner out there. You know, he's the new lockdown, shutdown corner, coming off Defensive Rookie of the Year. So, if I had to pick one, I would go with the Jets. I mean, they're in a tough division, but you know, he's going to have the best matchup. He's going to take the best guy on the field every single week, which kudos to that guy. You know, having to guard Stephon Diggs and Tyreek Hill and all those guys twice a year. So,
yeah,
good on him. But, yeah, I'll say the New York Jets.
What's your thoughts on the cornerback? I forgot his name. I'm blank on his name. But he was saying that they're going to be better than the 85 Bears defense. Did y'all hear that?
I don't think so, Scooter.
I think I know they won't have a better music video, but that's
they won't be near it, because they got to play too many good offenses.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true. Yeah,
the league was different in the 85 Bears time. It was a different league.
Hell, it was different when the Ravens went on their big gigantic run on defense.
Yeah, it's an offensive league. It's a whole different game now. So I mean, you can say what you want, but nah.
Man, gotcha. you can't even sneeze on a receiver anymore.
Nah, that's true. All right, so I'm gonna ask this next question. I'm gonna go by division. I just need a number, and just give me a number when I ask the question. So, how many potential playoff teams are there in this particular division, the East Division? How many particular playoff teams are in that division, Kevin?
Three.
Paul?
Three.
I agree. Three. The West Division, Paul?
Two.
Kev?
Two.
I will say possibly three, and that's probably the homer coming out of me. So, North Division, that's got Cleveland, all of them, Cincinnati. That's got a few teams. Paul, how many? This division's tough. How many?
Two.
You got two? Kev?
Two, because they beat each other up.
Oh, I'm going to go with two, but man, Pittsburgh is sneaky. They're sneaky, so, but yeah, initially it's going to be two.
Pittsburgh's well, you already, on right now. You've already filled the playoffs up.
I did, I know. So, all right, And I'm just, that's why I said potential. So it's just potential.
And the other one, there's one.
Yeah, there's only one in the AFC South, right. And it's not the AFC Tennessee South. Titans.
No Titans don't have a shot.
One.
Okay, South Division one. We got one. All right, let's move over to the NFC, and we're gonna start with the same question: which quarterback got the most to prove? And we're gonna go from the South, the NFC South. That's got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Carolina Panthers, Atlanta Falcons, and the Carolina Panthers. Paul, who's the quarterback that's got the most approved in that division?
Derek Carr.
Bingo.
I think we all agree there.
That's the guy. I mean, that's the guy. He's coming in. You know, he kind of was. He wanted to go there. He's ready to roll. They got some healthy weapons finally on offense. But that's the guy. I mean, what are your other options? It's got to be Derek Carr in the NFC South.
What is it? Two rookies and Baker Mayfield? That's it? I think those are the other options?
Correct.
Atlanta's got a rookie playing, right, Kev?
No, Atlanta's playing a second-year guy.
Oh, is it Desmond Ridder, right?
Yep.
Okay, second year. That's his. I think it's his first one. I know they had Mariota starting last year. I agree. I think it's Derek Carr. You got to. For the first time in a long time, you have a top 10 defense. He didn't have that with Oakland. And Paul added whatever needs to be with Derek Carr, so I'm not going to elaborate on it more than that. I agree, it's Derek Carr. Kevin, you got anything to add on Derek Carr? Did we cover that, or you got something else to add?
No.
Perfect. Let's move on to the next division. The next division.
That's why I like going last when somebody takes my answer, because I can just like, you covered it.
No, Paul nailed it on the money, man. So, like, yeah. I just add my little note that I had, and Paul nailed the rest of it, so we ain't got to cover it anymore. The NFC North. I think we all might agree on this one too. So, but let's see. Kevin, you start.
And the NFC North. Who the hell's in the NFC North?
Minnesota Vikings, Chicago Bears. You got
Packers and Lions.
The Detroit Lions, yeah.
Oh, who's got the most to prove out of all those? That's mm-hmm. easy. It's the Chicago kid.
Oh, Justin Fields.
Yep. He's got the most approved. The reason he's got the most approved is because everybody's saying you are just a running back playing quarterback. Now you've got weapons. Mm-hmm. Now you got DJ Moore. Go prove to us that you can throw the ball around. Just go and do it.
Okay. Paul, different quarterback or the same quarterback?
I would say, let's see. I was gonna say Kirk Cousins because that guy he's one of those guys. But I think it's gonna be. I would say Justin Fields. I think Justin Fields is a kid where people see a lot of upside. It'll be interesting. I mean, again, he's stable coaching. Young kid, just get him to know the system. Have him believe that he can. Have defenses fear that he can throw the ball and not just run the ball. I mean, I know he's. He had a lot of games where he did a lot more running than he did throwing, but I would say Justin Fields. I mean, you got Love in Green Bay, right? Is he going to start for them finally?
Yep. Jordan Love's going to start.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I mean, you have that whole storyline, I guess, kind of post Aaron Rodgers, but I would say Justin Fields.
Gotcha. I mean, both of y'all, good answer. And I'm going with Kirk Cousins. This is the guy who led his team to a high seed playoff berth last year. They was 13-4. They was in a lot of close games last year. That some games they even shouldn't have won. You know what I'm saying? So it was just that record is probably a little bit better than what it's supposed to be. But in the playoffs, he's got a 1-4 record. And you got talent. You had Dalvin Cook. He's not there anymore. You got Justin Jefferson, who's arguably probably one of the better wide receivers in the game. It's a lot of talent there that, you know, for you to get bouncing the first round to Paul's G-men, which they were stuffed too. I'm not sitting there knocking the Giants at all, but I just feel with that much pressure, a home game, most likely you should be able to come out on top. But G-men made it tough, and Kirk Cousins, we're looking at it here. Detroit's on the rise. Chicago's made some moves. Green Bay still got some pieces around Jordan Love to be a little bit productive in the division. But I still, all in all, I think, you know, it's probably going to be either Detroit that's probably going to win that division. I'm just my speculation. But at the end of the day, I think Kirk Cousins is the one that's got a lot to prove to if he's going to be the quarterback of the future for the Minnesota Vikings, or at least it's going to be considered what they're going to do, what their next move is going to be with him. So the NFC West, that's got Arizona, Seattle, the Los Angeles Rams, and the San Francisco 49ers.
I think I already know Kevin's choice.
Kev, you want to go first?
The person that's got the most approved?
Mm-hmm.
Brock Purdy.
Ooh.
He's got the most approved out of all of them. You took them that far last year. You got them. They got rid of Jimmy G. You ain't got nobody behind you to worry about. It's your team now. Go out and prove it.
Okay. Paul, you agree?
I'm going to go ahead and go with, I'll say Matt Stafford, just because the guy's at towards the end of his career. He ain't got very many years left. Like we talked about last week, the Rams kind of went all in a few years ago to win a Super Bowl. And it'll be interesting to see if Matt Stafford can be, you know, half the quarterback that we know he can be. I think if he can, you know, stay healthy and not have any injuries, I think the Rams could surprise some people in that division. That's another division that might beat itself up a little bit, but I'm gonna go with Matt Stafford. I was gonna go Brock Purdy, but he has a lot of weapons in that offense, so it's not necessarily gonna be on Brock Purdy. Be interesting to see a full year with Christian McCaffrey, and all those other guys. So I'm gonna go with Matthew Stafford and just throw a Hail Mary there.
We're all are different here. I'm going with Kyler Murray, who's potentially might be out for the season. This guy was named the captain, and there's been a lot of rumors that they're going to sit him out for the season and participate in the Caleb Williams sweepstakes. So are they going to move on for this guy? I know a lot of question marks about him and his attitude. He's also another Devo, as some like to put it. He's got talent, but he's injured a lot. He's the build for NFL. This was the guy that came out of Oklahoma, lit that college football world on fire. And so he got drafted pretty high, got paid, and after that, it's just been non-existent for Kyler Murray. So I don't know if they're going to send him out for the season. He's going to audition to keep his job. So there's a lot of questions with Arizona. Are they just going to be just content with just say, hey, sit out, and unable to perform, and you will just try to see what your future is going to be here? So
after him wearing that sports bra, he deserves to get sat out.
You could probably find him in a Call of Duty lobby or something somewhere. I'm sure he's staying busy.
Oh, that's funny. All right, and in the NFC East, this is the gauntlet of the division with the Cowboys, the Giants, the Commanders.
Oh, we're getting canceled.
Sorry.
Until they change the name back, and then.
And the Eagles, so until they change the name back. This is Paul Division. I want him to go first. Paul, speak to me.
Y'all already know who I'm going to pick. It's Danny Dimes. this is the make or break year for Danny Dimes. They didn't want to pay Saquon Barkley. You know, they don't want to do all these things. They're putting all their eggs in the Daniel Jones basket. Now's the time. I mean, he turned a corner last year. I mean, he made some big plays. He made a lot less bonehead plays. I think he's maturing. I think Brian Daboll is doing a really, really good job with him. I would have never thought he was a dual threat quarterback, but guy's a dual threat quarterback. He can run. He can throw. Daniel Jones, man. Daniel Jones. This is the year of Danny Dimes, and the Giants are gonna. You heard it here right now. The Giants are not going to win the division, but they're gonna make the playoffs this year again. They're gonna do kind of what they did last year. They're gonna be sneaky. They're gonna play a lot of close games, and I think Daniel Jones is gonna be the key to them winning a lot of those close games because he's not gonna turn the ball over, and he's gonna on those third and short situations, you got to worry about him running. You got Saquon, Darren Waller. It's gonna be an exciting time for Daniel Jones actually having some veterans around him. He has a lot of the same receiving core, so he's familiar with a lot of those guys. And I think this is the year that the G-men solidify their quarterback.
Gotcha. KC.
There's only one. There's only one choice. It's Dak Prescott. What? When are you going to do something? Jerry Jones went behind you and the coach's back, traded a draft pick for another quarterback. So when is it time for you to step your ass up and take the Cowboys where they want to go? That's it.
Nah, you covered that well. I chose Dak Prescott as well. He's got a 2-4 playoff record. His contract is almost up. So, and as Kevin mentioned, they traded for Trey Lance. So it'd be interesting to see what Dak going to do this year. They got a lot of their young players that's coming up that need contract as well. Michael Parsons, Diggs, all them guys that need to get paid. So, you know, it'd be interesting to see what that decision is and what he does. Now, the NFC is set up for them to at least make a run to threaten to get, you know, to the postseason and see what they can do in there. So, Kevin's right. I agree with that. But Danny Dimes is a good choice as well, Paul. I know you put a lot of pressure on your boy. I know there was I'm pretty sure you can probably speak to this, that there was probably some division among the Giants fans about, you know, Barkley not getting paid and Daniel Jones getting paid. So I know there was probably a good banter or debate between Giants fans. Well, was there kind of like a animosity between that, like a split decision among fans, Paul?
I mean, obviously when you see Daniel Jones get that contract, you know someone's not going to get one. And it's just a shame that it could potentially be a Saquon Barkley, who the guy has been nothing more than just a fantastic teammate. Guy embraces New York. Guy loves playing for the Giants. You obviously want to try to lock that guy up long term, but he had some injuries early on. And it's a quarterback league. You know, you're seeing it with Jonathan Taylor in Indianapolis. They're not paying running backs, and eventually the running backs are just gonna, you know, start a mutiny, or they're gonna sit out or not play, or I'm not sure, but the NFL just doesn't value the running back position anymore. And you know, it's at a point now where you can almost put any skilled guy back there in some of these offenses and they could probably operate without a running back. But I mean, I want to see Saquon stay a Giant forever. I want to see him retire there, but it's not my decision. But I'm glad we at least got him for the year. We could figure out all the details later. Maybe it'll light a fire under him. Maybe he's gonna have the best year of his career. And we'll see what happens. You know, contract years are always a good time. I mean, obviously, he technically had one last year, but that didn't work out well. So we'll see what happens. But, that's how this game works. You pay one guy, there's going to be someone you don't pay. And unfortunately, it had to be Saquon Barkley. But I'm optimistic.
Gotcha.
Cortez, sure. Did you just say, was there any division between New York fans on arguing about stuff? That's like breathing to them.
You're right. I'm pretty sure there was discussion.
And thinking every NBA free agent is going to the Knicks. That's a rite of passage for New York fans.
Well, I had to tap in. I got a Giants fans, and I want his input. So, nah, but you're right. You already know what the answer is going to be, but to hear Paul break it down. So,
I mean, my immediate reaction was when I saw the Daniel Jones contract, I just said to myself, oh, no.
There are three things for certain with New York fans of any kind. They want every free agent to go to the Knicks. They argue amongst themselves whenever they can about whatever they can, and they have Timberlands on. That's it.
Black Air Force Ones too, pal. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
Nice. All right. Same with most
of them live in Florida now. So there you go.
There you go.
Gotcha. All right, I think we all can agree that probably the best skilled player in the NFC is Justin Jefferson, or do I got a debate on that one?
I mean, I think this continues to show the gap in talent between the AFC and the NFC.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying. There's plenty. AJ Brown's Warren. I'm pretty sure he's up there. You got. Quite a few towns over here.
You can count them on one hand if you really think about it. It's probably five.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, I think you're right. So
yes, where the AFC is like a tornado of samurai swords, this is like a blender of pool noodles.
Nah, the NFC is basically like the hamburger helper glove. That's how many good steelers they have. I don't think the guy has five fingers. I think he has four. So
I think he does only have four. You're like the Arby's hat too.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the NFC is a big bowl of hamburger helper.
The NFC is like a bunch of kids at a birthday party hitting you with pool noodles. It just gets really annoying after a while, but eventually you just get over it.
Kevin, that's terrible. I think we all been through that as adults. That's terrible. You just put up with it because you want to choke a kid, but you don't want. You know what? Before I get canceled, let's just move on to the next topic.
No, I just pick up a pool noodle and beat the shit out of him with it.
Kevin, telling the truth, telling like it is.
Exactly.
That's that Kevin C. 24/15, ladies and gentlemen.
And then if you come at me like that, I will hit you with a pool noodle.
Got it. All right. So on the flip side, the NFC's got a bunch of good defenses. Are we right? I mean, there's some great defenses.
Yes, because most of the offenses suck.
Yeah, the defense is on the field longer.
Yeah.
Nah, for sure. What we got? We got the Eagles got a good defense. The Cowboys got a good defense. The Saints got a good defense. The 49ers got a good defense.
Yeah.
I'm not missing a few. I mean, Seattle had a good defense as well. So, like,
Vikings was okay there for a minute.
Yeah, Vikings had a good defense. So, on the flip side, it's a lot of good defenses in the NFC. But I always feel like it's been that way for the last few years. There's been a lot of good defense in the NFC and then a lot of talent on the offense out of the ball in the AFC.
Yes, because the NFC offensive suck, so it make all them defenses look great.
All right, and NFC rank as far as divisions, I go ahead and go first and kind of paint the picture. I'm going with the NFC East, NFC North, NFC West, NFC South. I think in the East there's potentially about three teams that can make it to the playoffs. The North, one or two. The West, one. And the South won. So I think the NFC East going to have three teams that's representing them in there. So
you didn't even get enough to go to the playoffs.
I did seven, right? I thought I did seven.
There's
I did
three.
There's eight.
There's eight now?
Where you been?
I thought it was seven. No, it
was
seven.
Where the hell are you been?
Okay, so let's see. Three, North two. North two. I thought they did it where it was like 16, then they did seven.
Right. Everybody gets to play, Cortez. Everybody gets to play. The more teams, the merrier.
They're trying to do like NBA. Okay. I know they changed it, but I thought the number one seed just get to buy. So
I think there's seven.
Yeah, I thought it was seven.
Yeah, I think there's seven.
I think there's seven.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, man.
Whatever, you still picked it wrong.
No, I picked three, one. I did one.
You still picked wrong.
Four, five, six. Okay, I did. You know what? I did one in each of them. So I did six. My bad. So two in the North, one in the West, one in the South. So
two in the North?
Yeah, two in the North. I think possibly Packers or the Bears could surprise somebody. I know I'm reaching there, and that could be bookmarked. But
you were on the Lions. Weren't you on the Lions train last week?
Well, exactly. I got Lions winning the division, but I think there's another team that can come out of there too. I think there's another team that can come out of there too. I'm hunting the Bears or the Packers.
Take that, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins. I'm kind of sorry. I got some Minnesota Vikings fan that are friends of the team, so I'm sorry.
Kirk Cousins has the most to prove, but he's not allowed to the barbecue. That's
tough. You like that? You like that?
Okay. No, I don't.
Kirk.
I'm done. Kev, go ahead. Give me your NFC rank and the potential playoff teams in those
divisions. East is number one. They'll have three. Yeah. The West is number two, and they'll have two come out of there. And the North, they'll have one, and then six. Yeah, and then the South will have one.
Yeah. I'll have to agree. The East is 300%, so you're gonna have potentially three come out of there. The West, I think you'll get two out of there. And then obviously just your division winners in the other two conferences. So whoever comes out at the end of the North and the South, which I don't know if we'll get to that later, who our actual picks are to win those divisions. But I'll take Minnesota and I'll take New Orleans in the South.
Okay.
That's my one.
Gotcha. I think New Orleans is going to win the South too. So, the East.
Hey, me too.
We all agree. All right. Let's go to that. Division winners. AFC. Who y'all got winning the division in the East?
Buffalo.
Okay.
I'll take Buffalo.
I got Buffalo as well. That's a three-piece across the board.
Yeah, screw the fucking Jets.
All right. This one's going to be 2-for-2, and I hate to say it, but the AFC West, it's going to be the Chiefs. Unfortunately, it's going to be the Chiefs.
And I hope
I'm wrong.
Yeah, until someone beats them, I'll take Kansas City.
Yeah, I think
it's like picking the Braves in the NL East there for like 40 years in a row.
It's been so bad over here. All right, AFC North. Who y'all got winning that division?
Ooh.
I'll go Baltimore.
I'll go Natty.
I agree with you, Paul. I picked Baltimore to be in the Super Bowl, so I'm picking them to win the division. So, and we got a clean sweep on the South. Do we agree that's the Jaguars?
Tennessee Titans.
No.
I was about to say, is there an eject fucking button?
It's Jacksonville's to lose for sure.
It's really Jacksonville to lose. But I would say Tennessee's going to make it. I'm just kidding. No, it's going to be
Tennessee.
All right, so I think on the NFC South, we all agree that's going to be the New Orleans Saints.
Yes.
So we all agree there. The West, where we're at with the NFC West?
San Francisco.
Yeah, the Niners, they're the most complete team in that division. So I'm going to take San Francisco.
Niners, yeah, Niners will win. The North. I got the Lions in this division. I think the Lions gonna do it. They gonna make their first playoff berth. And I need to Google how long they ain't been to the playoffs, but I think they gonna make it.
I'll take division. I'll take Minnesota. I'll just take Minnesota.
I don't want to be different. I'm taking Green Bay.
Ooh, nice scare. I'm not mad at it.
I love that pick.
Yeah. And the East. This is the division that we picked. We all think we'll have three teams representing. Which team will win this division?
The Eagles.
I'm going to Eagles. I'll let Paul make the choice here.
Yeah, no, looked at the schedule last week. They're the first chunk of their schedule is pretty light. So they're going to get off to a really strong start. It'll be more so how they could finish, but I think it's the Eagles division to lose, and then the other team is just going to beat up on each other. So we'll see who comes out at the end. But I think it's the Eagles to lose. But my heart is in New York, so I'm gonna say the Eagles.
Gotcha. Hey,
I don't know what it's like to have a team that across the board everybody picked to win the division just because we're the least suckiest of them.
But the thing is, you know, Kevin, y'all don't suck. Y'all pretty good.
Exactly.
This has been like a 40-minute discussion on the AFC, and then we wrapped up the entire NFC in like 15 minutes.
Yeah, nah, it's ridiculous. So, all right, let's do the NFL picks. This should fly by pretty quick. This is week one, Thursday game at 8:20. We got the Lions at the Chiefs. No Chris Jones this game. Paul, who you got winning this game?
Detroit in an upset. No Travis Kelce. I'm going to take Detroit in an upset. I'm going to go Lions. Are we picking a score? Or are we just going to say who wins?
You can pick the score if you want.
Lions win. Lions win 24-21.
Kev?
I'm going with the Lions, too.
Look at all of us going with the Lions. I think Lions are going to do something. That Chris Jones, we already talked about to a extent of the last podcast. It's going to show up in them.
It's not just the Chris Jones thing now. It's Travis Kelce's probably going to miss the game.
Yeah, that's bonkers. So, all right, and then Sunday. Oh, Sunday is going to be a glorious day where we're all going to be enjoying it. So, your 1 o'clock game starting off with the Panthers at the Falcons. Kev, who you got?
I'm going to take the Falcons.
Paul?
It'll probably end in a tie. but I'll take Atlanta.
Okay. I got the Falcons as well. Next 1 o'clock game, the Texans at the Ravens.
Ravens.
Yeah, Baltimore.
Yeah. Ooh, this is a fun one. Bengals at the Browns. There's been a history of the Bengals having struggling to beat the Browns. I think Kevin mentioned that earlier, right?
I'm going to take the Browns.
Okay. Paul?
Are they playing tackle or two-hand touch?
It's two-hand tug.
Two-hand tug.
Oh, bad. Oh, boy.
Oh boy.
I'll take Cincinnati.
That went south fast, didn't it?
That's what she said.
Oh, man.
So about 13 of them said.
Exactly. Oh. No, I think it was ended up being like 26.
Sheesh.
All right.
It's like Tiger Woods.
Jaguars at the Colts.
Jags.
Yeah, Jacksonville.
Jaguars. Buccaneers at Vikings.
Vikings.
Minnesota.
Titans at the Saints.
Saints
at home. Nolans.
Yeah. Saints at home. They get the win. This will be a fun one here. This is also a 1 o'clock game. The 49ers at the Steelers.
I'm going to take the Steelers.
Kev, I agree.
I'll take San Fran. Take the Niners.
Okay. Nice. The Cardinals at the Commanders. Oh, we get our first sucky
Commanders.
I'll go with the Commies.
Yep. I think Commanders going to win. The Packers at the Bears. The Bears is hosting the Green Bay Packers and the new Aaron Rodgers look team.
Oh, Liss. My God. You didn't even have to, you don't have to mention him every time we talk about Green Bay and fucking New York. I'm taking Green Bay.
Paul.
I'll take Chicago at home.
I'm riding with the Packers. I think Packers are going to get the win. All right. That was the first 4:25 game. This is now going to the 4 o'clock games now. This is the Raiders at the Broncos. Broncos are hosting them. So, who y'all got?
I'll take the Broncos. They're at home.
Yep. I got the Broncos at home, too.
I'm shocked.
I'll take Denver.
Listen, the Raiders always had our number the last few years, so what's the problem? This is going to be an ugly game, so we'll see how it ends. If y'all see me tweeting and know that I'm going off, you know what's going on.
Oh, we'll know.
Yeah, y'all know. So
be like, fucking hell, here we go again.
Dolphins at the Chargers.
I'll take St. Diego.
I'll take Los Angeles. Yeah.
St. Diego. They're always just a St. Diego. Oh, Los Angeles.
I'll take Will's vagina.
Bingo. Bingo.
Dolphins will win the game. I got the Dolphins. Eagles at the Pats. This is a 4:25 game as well.
Eagles.
Yeah, Eagles. That's the Eagles game to lose, so I'll take Philadelphia. Yeah.
4:25, Rams and Seahawks.
You take the Seahawks.
I got the Seahawks, too.
I'll go Rams.
Okay. Your 8:20 game on NBC, Cowboys at New York Giants. Let's look at Paul and see who he choose.
Been waiting all day for a Sunday night. I'm going to go ahead and New York Giants start the year 1-0. Put Dak Prescott in a blender before the season even gets going.
beat him with pool noodles.
Exactly.
I'm going to Giants.
Clean sweep. Giants will win. And your Monday night game, the Buffalo Bills is on the road to the New York Jets.
Oh, I'm shocked. They put fucking him on fucking Monday night football.
They haven't been talking so much about him on ESPN, so it, I know. It was only right.
Go Buffalo.
Buffalo.
I'll take the Jets. I'm feeling dirty today.
Okay. Well, hey, we got a few minutes left. I'm going to let Kevin touch on college football.
Oh, go God, no. I don't even want to touch on it. No.
You don't want to touch on it?
Hell no. Cool.
Get my opportunity. Paul, anything else you'd like to add before we close this bad boy?
No, man. Like I said, it's we'll look back on these picks. We'll see how the season starts, but there's some really solid week one matchups, and there's some that
suck ass.
Yeah, pretty bad. So, if you decided to pay for NFL Sunday Ticket, I'm sorry.
But unless you got Verizon, it's free, right?
I mean, it looks like the better games are on CBS, so I guess you can get Paramount Plus and you can watch whatever's
which
on there.
Which I get through Walmart. I get Walmart Plus, and they give us Paramount Plus for free. Yes.
There yeah, you get to, it? You get, so you get to watch every Dolphin game. Congratulations.
Hey, and, which I...
Hey, and if you're a college student, you you can get the YouTube NFL shit for like $100-something.
So, Kevin, I'll be reaching out to you soon. I need your login for Amazon Prime.
He don't have no login.
Nah, no worries. All right, well, hey, let's close this bad boy up.
What are you talking about? You need it. You already got it.
Well, My something with the NFL Network on my Xbox, I had to reset it, and I had to do, because it wouldn't play, so I had to do a reset because the sound wasn't working, and then it started working. I had to do like a whole restore Xbox, and it lost all the logins. So
if you go to Cortez's house and he's watching something, chances are that it's under my login.
Well, I got a few of yours, yeah. So you know,
I got one of yours. You've got 17 of mine.
Come on, man. That's all love. Paul, give the people your Twitter at name again. Show them some
X
love. Tell them.
There is no Twitter. Paul Thanks. Underscore Mac on X.
Damn you, Elon.
If you want to follow me on there, I'll be on there during football season, especially Sunday night. You'll be hearing all the Giants either cheers or discussed one or the other. We'll see what happens, but it's gonna be a fun ride. So follow me on there, the_Paul_Mac on X, and let's get it going, guys. Let's get
Paul,
football season
on Thursday. What would be your one big prop bet that you would do?
Oh,
let's
yeah
see.
Yeah yeah yeah
let
yeah.
me see let
Talk
me see let
people,
me see
bro.
Let me see.
I've got to yeah tap in with that, man. I forgot you're gonna tap in with that.
D, that's what I'm here for.
You the man, Kev.
Not a lot going on with Travis Kelce being out, but I'll take Pat Mahomes under 18.5 rushing yards. I'll do, let's see, Jared Goff over 1.5 passing touchdowns. And Harrison Butker over 1.5 field goals.
Yeah.
So that's there a little, you if you pick that, it's a little times six on your multiplier there. So if you play those three times six. So you all can do the math. I'm not trying to do math right now, but depending on what you want to do, you know, $10 can get you $60, $20 get you $120. Have a good time. Gamble responsibly. Oh.
Paul, but, I need you to try with that video. I need you to share that video to spread the knowledge there. That was beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Just do it all responsibly. Drink responsibly. Watch football responsibly. You know.
And,
all
and
the
of course, gamble responsibly.
Gamble
well,
responsibly.
So. Yep. So, Kev, I know we got a banner here, but let the people hear your wonderful voice at your Twitter at name, sir.
Line is at KevinC2415. Where you can see all my rants on Saturday about stupid college football, and then you can see on my rants on Sunday about stupid NFL football. If you follow Cortez on anything, you can see his drunken escapades at the Taco and Tequila Festival that we went to on Saturday.
Which was fantastic. So, at the end of mine, CP, obviously, football. Definitely, I'm still talking about FIBA basketball. I know my guys rag on me. So, I did get up at 8 o'clock in the morning to watch that, and I took a nap afterwards. But
oh, yeah, how'd that go for you?
Oh, man. They beat Italy by like 40 points. So you can
tell. It's about fucking time they did something.
Yeah, they were pretty pissed off about that loss. And then what's funny, Lithuania got put out by Serbia. So, like, I won a rematch. It didn't happen. But I guess Paolo got like a little alley hoop from Tyrese Halliburton. That was cool. I don't want to get into basketball. We're at 115. Let's wrap this bad boy. Guys, thanks for listening to the Balls Not Court podcast. You can find us on Facebook, Balls Not Court podcast. Our YouTube channel, you can give us, subscribe there. We're at BIOC Podcast. Our Etsy is also BIOC Podcast. Instagram's also the same thing. As you see, Kevin and Paul plugging their Twitters. I want to thank you guys for listening. This is a transition that we're making. As you see, I didn't reach out to a friend or friend reach out to me and change up the logo. We're doing big things here. I'm glad to have Kevin and Paul join us. It's going to be a fun ride, and we thank you guys for taking the time to listen to us. And once again, welcome back to the football season. It's football all the way into when, Kev? When is football all the way to?
Fucking February.
Fucking February.
February 11th.
Fucking February.
See, the reason I called Kev, I knew he was going to give me an exact date. He gave me an exact date.
Because I know.
Absolutely. Well, guys, thank you to the Ball in the Court podcast. Speaking for Paul, Matt, Kevin Carter, this is Cortez Paul signing off. Have a wonderful evening.
And are y'all ready for some football?
Let's go. Shouts out, guys.
Peace.
Bye.